There was no doubt Roy was in love with Lily. He did everything he could to catch her attention. He wrote her letters, sent gifts, and even named his business after her. It was that attraction from afar that seemed to rule Roy's life. What resulted is this edition of the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
In Langtree, Texas, you'll find Judge Roy Bean's saloon and courthouse. Bean's unusual rulings were noteworthy, but it was his love for one of the stars of the day that also made him well-known.
He is known for being infatuated with the singer-actress Lily Langtree. She was from Jersey, England, known in the United States because of her singing and acting and different things, and he was infatuated with her. He had her picture up in the saloon. He would write letters to her, and he even says that he named the town Langtree after her.
The railroad actually named the town for a foreman, but Bean proclaimed the town to be named for the starlet, and he even named his saloon the Jersey Lily in her honor.
She certainly did not return the favor of infatuation, but I think she was flattered by the fact that he was interested in her and wrote her letters and spoke so highly of her. It was about 10 months after he died, she actually came to Langtree and met the people here, and they welcomed her.
Bean's Law West of the Pecos, delivered here at the saloon named the Jersey Lily, is a story that continues to resonate with people literally across the ocean. Well over a century later.
Texas in particular likes someone that's independent and made their own way, and so I think that's appealing to folks from Texas, of a piece of their Texas history. But he was also made famous in movies and books.
Today you can still see Bean's Saloon and another building he constructed in honor of Lily Langtree.
Up on the hill behind us is his home. He called it the Opera House because he had written Lily Langtree and told her that he had built an opera house in Langtree for her to come sing at.
The center is open free of charge for those who make the drive about 4 hours west of San Antonio. Traveling the countryside in Langtree, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.